A storm is coming.
And now, reintroducing the former heavyweight champion of these podcast streets, standing in at 6'1", 185 pounds, hailing from Memphis, Tennessee. You already know who it is. It's your boy, Ant Capone. What's going on? This is Ant Capone, and I would like to welcome you guys to episode 300. Now, if you've been following me a while, I'm pretty sure that you know I had way more than 300 episodes, but I erased a lot of my content under the pretenses that I was going to be copyright stricken for the music that was on my podcast. But I found out later on that all their music was okay. And I erased a lot of my content, but it's all good, man. We are here at episode 300. I appreciate you guys for sticking with your boy, man. It's been a long, long grind. I've been through a lot of ups and downs when it comes to this podcast. You know what I'm saying? I done been at the highest of highs. I done been at the lowest of lows. You know what I'm saying? Straight up and down. You know what I'm saying? But thank each and every one of you guys for listening, man. I got a great show planned for you guys. Make sure you keep it locked. So, first things first, I want to talk to you about a few things I didn't talk to you in my hiatus. You know what I'm saying? I want to talk to you guys about the 3-6 Mafia versus Bone versus battle, man. You know what I'm saying? My that joint was everything that I hoped for and more. You know what I'm saying? You know, my prediction was 3-6 was going to prevail, in which I think they did. You know what I'm saying? Bone played a lot of B-side stuff that I didn't really know. You know what I'm saying? Like, they played about 4 or 5 songs I have never heard in my entire life. You know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong, I'm a huge Bone fan, man. Huge. You know what I'm talking about? Like, my favorite song from Bone, they didn't even play that joint, man, which is Mr. Bill Collector. That's one of my favorite songs of all time. You know what I'm saying? But, of course, I live here in Memphis. You know what I'm saying? I had to ride with the home team, but I know that the home team had a lot of classics that a lot of people slept on until they heard them joints again. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, just throughout the whole thing, like a couple of people had a few solo projects, and you know, Juicy J produced a lot of beats, DJ Power produced a lot of beats, so they were able to, you know, finesse those features. You know what I'm saying? Like Bands Will Make You Dance and Duke Deuce. You know what I'm saying? Kronk Ain't Dead. You know, that's relevant still today. I don't think that Bone, you know, brought what they needed to show that they were still relevant today. You know what I'm saying? But that's just my humble opinion, man. I really would like if you guys were to chime in, if you watched the Versus battle. What did you think about the jump? I don't necessarily want to talk about the fight. I think that was staged. You know what I'm saying? To get the views up, get people clicking. You know what I'm talking about? But overall, it was a good Versus battle, man. You know what I'm talking about? Let's keep it moving.
Mr. Kaponovich, upon my arising this morning, I noticed that you have reached the top of the charts once again. Well, congratulations, sir. Congratulations. However, Your ascent will only make this devastating, devastating defeat be all the more sweet. Enjoy your day, sir.
All right. Personally, I've been going through a lot. That's like been the biggest reason I haven't podcasted. You know what I'm saying? I've been working 16-hour days. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get this money up. Trying to make a few things happen, you know? And this last few months have been really crazy because there's been a lot of ups. It's been a lot of downs. You know what I'm saying? First up, shout out to my little brother, James. You know what I'm saying? He got married to a beautiful bride. And he's up there in Phoenix, man, living his best life, man. You know what I'm saying? They flew me out. And I was, you know, blessed enough to attend their wedding. And, man, all this stuff was beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Man, they treated your boy, man, with much kindness and respect, man, you know what I'm saying? Man, much love was showed to me out there, man, so shout out to you, bruh. Man, also, my sister Shamika got married, you know what I'm saying? And I was able to briefly celebrate with her on her, in her reception, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to my sister Shamika and her beautiful bride, you know what I'm saying? Your boy has moved. It's not the move that I planned, you know, because my ultimate goal was to leave Memphis, but, that's not feasible, seeing that my kids are still 15. That means I got at least 3 more years here, so I moved out of the place where I was and moved into a much, much better place. You know, so over the last month itself, I have switched out those two jobs that I was working. I was working, as a chef, and I was working at a warehouse. And, you know, as of last week, I changed both of those jobs out for better jobs. You know what I'm saying? Because we only looking to move up. You know what I'm saying? And life happens in real time. So we have to make real time adjustments. You know what I'm saying? And this episode was supposed to come out last week, or, you know, roughly 2 weeks ago. But my cousin Karen passed away at the age of 32. You know what I'm saying? She died from COVID, which is crazy, man, you know? And I had to take a little time to grieve. So, you know, a lot of stuff has been going on here at the Ann Capone Show, but, you know, I have to let you guys in on what's going on with me. You know what I'm saying? Seeing that this is 300 episodes deep, I've never kept anything from you guys, man. So today is no different, man. You know what I'm talking about? But we're going to keep the show rolling, man. You know what I'm saying? So keep it locked.
Yo, man. And the one thing that I love about you, man, is that you say the realest shit. And you don't fucking buffer it or, you know, try to fucking dress it up. You're fucking real and honest, man. And what you said about social media, dude, it's on point, man. Because I'll tell you something. Look, all us guys, we've all fucking done it, man. When we're fucking bored, right? Listen, there's plenty of pages that I follow that are fucking, you know, nice ass tits, all that other bullshit. And it happens, man. People get on there and start scrolling. You're like, oh, shit. And then then you start getting the unwanted shit. Well, I'm not going to say unwanted because let's face it, it fucking it strokes our ego, and then we allow the ego to mess us up, and that's how we fall into these thirst traps. So your shit is real. I love it. Thank you for posting that, man.
What's going on? Welcome back. This your boy Al Capone. Man, and if you're a real fan of the station or you've been rocking with your boy for a long time, man, you know that I like to freestyle. You know what I'm saying? And you already know who used to like to come on my station, man, and make trouble, man. You know what I'm saying? G Forte from Slang Smith Radio. Me and him used to go at it for hours. You know what I'm saying? As recent as this year, you know, I haven't really did a whole lot of freestyles on the platform this year, but I got some little freestyles on other little platforms here and there. But seeing that it is Friday, you know what I'm saying? I want to let you guys hear the G Forte disc called Blanched Ants.
Coming at the roots of the game like we need a new perm in it. Big worm in it. Play with my money, play with my emotions. Ashy out here looking like you need some lotions and Jergens. I know that it's hurting. Got your girl on my little picture and stuff. I know you love them golden chicks. Yeah, but I'm holding it, the championship. Don't you forget, yeah.
Lately I have noticed you have thought to change your image, or have I? It seems to me the laughter somehow faded from your face. Now you cry.
It's all fun and games till somebody get their eye put out. That's what they say when you try to play with G Forte. Nope, not for play. Take it serious. Red suit tight, wearing delirious. Eddie Murphy dude, think he's funny. Yeah, but bitch, where my money? That's right, I'm gonna claim all that. Have it out ready for me when you on that track. Yeah, cause when I'm on this track, it's over. As a matter of fact, it's been over. So come on through and do your little thing that you like to do. Yeah, I know you're tight. We gonna do it all right. We gonna do it all day and do it all night. Alright, tell them.
Hello, hello. This is T Drake, and you're tuned into Al Capone. Now, if you're listening to the Al Capone show, you got to know that he keeps it real. I recall when I first met Al Capone. Indirectly, because I hadn't really known him that well, but he was the first podcast that I came across when I was starting my podcast. And I remember one day I was in the bathroom getting my hair together, getting ready to go out, and I had him on every morning. I was tuned into his shows because I had said I had to know what he was talking about, and his shows were so interesting to me. I was like, huh. So every time I would listen and I would go do my little show, and then he listened to mine and I listened to his, and he listened to mine and I listened to his. He was amazing and he still is. So if you're tuned in, enjoy what he's bringing you because he always brings you real. Take care.
Hey, Aunt Capone, this is Martha from Martha's Place. I hope all is well with you and your beautiful family. I know you and I have not been in contact with each other for a long time, but nevertheless, we will always stay connected due to this platform. I just want to tell you, just keep doing what you're doing. No matter what comes your way, you are truly an inspiration. Keep moving forward and walking in your purpose. All the best to you always.
What's going on, everybody? Y'all know what time it is, man. It's freestyle time. This is the portion of the show, man, where people send in their bars, man. You know what I'm saying? If they got any kind of talent, man, can sing or play an instrument, man, whatever. You said that to me. I'ma start it out. It's your boy, Anchor Motherfucking Pong, the nigga, the podcast off the phone. I've been doing this shit for a long time. As a matter of fact, it's been a long grind. Trying to get people to listen, know what I'm saying? Cooking up hits in the fucking kitchen on a daily basis. So many faces, know what I'm saying? People hate, so many cases. Don't play with me, know what I'm saying? I'm a man. If you talk to me, I might understand, but all the dry hate, nigga, I feel it, know what I'm saying? It's Anchor Palm, you know I'm finna kill it, hey. Man, I'm doing my thing. I got the fucking game in the fucking chicken wing. That's a chokehold. Just in case you didn't know. Know what I'm saying? I'm like a pit bull. I go for the throat. I shake until the fucking end. I play the fucking win, nigga. Ain't no fucking friend. Hey, it's your boy Anchor Pony. I said every time I ain't no motherfucking phony, nigga. Know what I'm saying? Something simple as that, man. Light work. Know what I'm saying? You know? You can either call in on anchor.fm, man, or hit my Gmail up, man. AntSadler8@gmail.com, man. Know what I'm talking about? Send me a voice link, man. I play this shit on my station, man. Know what I'm talking about? That's real talk, nigga. Oh, just in case you want to come get bodied, let me know. Know what I'm talking about? Anybody else want their ass whooped? Let me know. Know what I'm talking about? It's your boy. And Capone. Holla at your boy, man.
Yo, Ed Capone, what up? It's Will. Just sending my love from the 614 Columbus, Ohio. I realize it's been a minute, so I just wanted to check in on you. I see you out there, up there at the top. Congratulations, brother. Just know I'm coming for you. Well, eventually, once I step my podcast game up. But anyways, I just wanted to send some love, bro. It's been a minute. I see you. Keep doing what you're doing. I just had a quick question for you. So now that you all big time, don't forget about us new podcasters. But my question is, because I see your name everywhere. I see you linking, connecting with everybody. How do you find time to listen to all these stations and connect with these people and still put out like super fire content? Yeah, I'm just curious. Like, how do you manage your time on Anchor? Because that's one thing I realize I'm struggling with. But anyways, again, love from the 614. It's the Undercar Radio. We out.
And that's the beauty of having 300 episodes under my belt. You know what I'm saying? Being able to dig through the crates and listen to all the awesome call-ins that I had. You know what I'm saying? Because I had hundreds and hundreds of people calling in to my station, man. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate each and every one of you guys because, like I told you, the name of the show is the Ann Capone Show. But the Ann Capone Show is your show. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just a representative of that chant. Man, but if I want to be approximate in my message box, according to them, I have 2,796 messages. That is insane. That is insanity. You know what I'm saying? And I think I've listened to every last one of them. Man, you know, because sometimes my show would be that mind-provoking that people will have to finish that thought and call in 2 and 3 times. And that's something that I allow because sometimes you can't finish your thought in 60 seconds. You know what I'm saying? So you know, man, it's been a wild, wild ride. And it's safe to say this is just the beginning. I understand that a lot of these celebrities and all these folks think that they took over the podcast game. You know what I'm talking about? And they may have the money to promote and have all this fancy equipment. But we built this shit from scratch. And I'd be damned if I let these motherfuckers run me off. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I feel about it, man. You know what I'm talking about? It's been a pleasure, as always. Thank you guys so, so much for always supporting me, man. You know what I'm talking about? You know, you can listen for free, man. You know what I'm saying? It's all good in the hood, man. Thank you again. This is Ankapone.